this morning I invite you to take your Bibles and open them with me to Psalm 100. Psalm 100, and if you need a Bible, you can find them on the rack in the back. This morning we'll be looking at this psalm, a psalm for giving thanks. As we get ready to turn our attention to God's word, let's ask him for his blessing. Please pray with me. Our Father in heaven, as we turn our attention to your word, we ask that you will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we may know you better. We pray also that the eyes of our hearts may be enlightened in order that we may know the hope to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in the saints, and your incomparably great power for us who believe. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 100, beginning with verse 1. Let's pay careful attention because this is God speaking his word to us. A psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our Lord remains forever. People of God, this psalm, a psalm for giving thanks, Psalm 100, expresses joy and gratitude for God for his deliverance. And this, if you take a step back and think about all of the psalms of thanksgiving, they're expressing thankfulness for the deliverance, the salvation that God has provided. Psalm 30, for example, says, weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. And so the time will eventually come when you look back at the hard days that you've gone through, and you thank God for bringing you safely through. Thank you, Lord, for turning my mourning into joyful dancing, for taking away my clothes of sackcloth and mourning and ashes and clothing me with joy. Now this morning you might be experiencing the weeping may last through the night. Life feels chaotic. You're not sure what's going to happen next. And if that's true for you, you can still be thankful this morning, because thankfulness isn't a passive result of the circumstances of our lives. It's not an involuntary reaction to the things that happen to us, but rather thankfulness, giving thanks, is an intentional response to who God is and what he has done for us. And that's what we're going to see in Psalm 100 this morning. Maybe you've experienced God bringing you through the valley, delivering you from the confusion and the chaotic trouble that you were in, and you can look back and you can thank God for that deliverance. So wherever you find yourself this morning, on this Thanksgiving morning, it's fitting for us to look at this psalm for giving thanks, expressing joy and gratitude to God for the deliverance that he has provided for us. This psalm is a celebration of God's redemptive work, a celebration of the salvation that he has accomplished in our own, in your own personal history. It's thanking God for lifting you personally out of the mire, out of the pit of despair, and for setting your feet on solid ground once again. thanking God for providing some stability and peace and eliminating the chaos of my life. And in this way, this psalm of thanksgiving, a psalm for giving thanks, is foundational, is fundamental for grateful worship, for thankful living. It celebrates the goodness of God in delivering His people from the trouble in this life. And it's foundational. Just like you can't have a turkey meal without a turkey. The turkey is central, foundational. In the same way, you need to recognize God's deliverance in order to truly be grateful. In order to truly be thankful. Salvation is fundamental. It's a foundational part of thanksgiving. The reason for the joy, the reason for making a joyful noise and the entering in that we see in the psalm and the praising and the thanking is because God has brought us through. He has delivered us. And it's not just thanking God because He's brought us through a hard time in life. It's thanking Him and praising Him because He has delivered us and saved us from sin and death itself. It is He who made us and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. And the reason for that reality, the reason that we belong to Him is because of Christ. No matter how dark your life is, no matter how chaotic you may feel, the truth that cuts through the despair is that we are His. We are His people. The sheep of His pasture. Thankfulness is not a passive result to the circumstances or the experiences of our lives. It's not an involuntary reaction to the things that happen around us, but rather it is an intentional response to who God is and what He does. And that's what we're looking at this morning as we look at Psalm 100. First of all, knowing God, and secondly, thanking God. And for those of you taking notes, you can find an outline on the back of your bulletin. First, knowing God. And this knowing God turns our perspective away from ourselves and fixes our eyes on God. This 100th Psalm is the only Psalm with the specific title, if you have your Bibles open, A Psalm for Giving Thanks. Now, there's other Psalms that talk about giving thanks. If you think about Psalm 118, it uses the word thanks more than any other Psalm, beginning and ending with, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love endures forever. But Psalm 100 is the only Psalm in the Psalter that has the specific title, A Psalm for Giving Thanks. And here we are given the heart of thanksgiving, the heart of giving thanks. If you want to know what giving thanks looks like, here you have the answer in Psalm 100. And the answer comes in the form of seven commands. Seven indicatives. This is what you need to do. Shout. Worship. Come. Know. Enter. Thank. Praise. Now, when it comes to the commands of Scripture, when it comes to the imperatives, we often say that the imperatives are grounded in the indicative. And what that means is that each of these seven commands that we are given, you shall make a joyful noise, you shall serve, you shall know, you shall enter, you shall praise, each of those are grounded in who you are in Christ. God tells us you shall, you should, because of who you are. And who you are is described in verse 3. He made you. You belong to Him. You are His people. You are the sheep of His pasture. So here, right at the heart of this psalm, is the command to know. So seven commands, and that's intentional. You have the number of perfection, you have seven. And we've talked about the Psalms in the past, how the main point is often in the middle. It's not the beginning, it's not at the end, it's right in the middle. So these seven commands at the beginning and at the end of this psalm work their way to the central command, which is no. So boys and girls, you can think about a step pyramid with each of these commands. At one side, you have make a joyful noise, shout to the Lord. At the other, you have praise, and you move to worship and thank. You have come and enter, and right at the top is no. And so the fundamental question is, what are we called to know here? What do we know? Well, first of all, know that He is God. When it comes to giving thanks, knowing God is the first step in what is necessary for joyfully praising and thanking Him. And in verse 3, we're reminded of that, of who God is. He is Lord. Know that the Lord, so all capital letters there, L-O-R-D, that stands for Yahweh, for His name. Know that the Lord, so Yahweh, is God. A profession of faith there. Know that He made us. When we know where we come from, then we know who we're thankful to. He's our Creator. When we know God as the Creator, all of a sudden, all of life is put back into perspective. All of a sudden, I'm not the one calling the shots or making things happen, but rather God as the Creator and the Sustainer of all things is providing exactly what I need when I need it. And this takes us from being ungrateful for what we have, because we are tempted to have an entitled, I deserve this perspective, and takes us from that and to a point of realizing that everything that we have is a gift to us from God. And here's why this is so fundamental, because if God is not the Creator, if He's not my Creator and Sustainer, if He's not my Provider, what do I have to be thankful for? If God's not the one who made us, we have no reason to be thankful. We got here by ourselves, survival of the fittest, pulled ourselves up by our own bootstraps. If I'm going to thank anybody, it's going to be me, right? And that's why the psalmist is redirecting our attention off of ourselves and onto God. Knowing God as Creator is foundational to our thanksgiving. But it doesn't end there. If you really want to be excited and shout for joy, make a joyful noise to the Lord, keep in mind that you belong to Him. And remember what it took for you to belong to Him. Know that we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. This is how the knowledge of God, our knowledge of God, and knowledge of ourselves come together. How do we relate with God? Well, we belong to Him. There is a relationship between God and His creation. We are His. We are His people. We are the sheep of His pasture. We belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Now think about that relationship. Think about the beauty of that relationship. Here you have Psalm 100, and it's almost as if Psalm 100 is pulling in from Psalm 23, where the Lord is described as a shepherd. And David's describing his relationship with the Lord as the relationship between a shepherd and his sheep. Or you can look forward all the way to John 10, where Jesus is describing Himself as the shepherd and His people, the sheep of His hand. We are His. We belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. So this morning, if you're racking your brain trying to think of something that you can be thankful for and you're coming up short because it's been a really hard year. I lost my job. It's been a bad year. Families come in over this afternoon and they're not on the best of terms with each other. If you have nothing to be thankful for other than the fact that God made you and He saved you, then you have every reason in the world to give thanks, to be thankful. And not only give thanks, but to shout for joy, to make a joyful noise, to worship with gladness, to praise with joyful songs. This is something to be enthusiastically thankful for. God made you and He saved you. So often, when we think about being thankful, we make the mistake of looking at thankfulness as if it's an involuntary response to the events of our lives, to the circumstances we find ourselves in. Kind of like when you go to the doctor and he has you sitting on the bench and he takes that little hammer and he hits your knee and you can't help it, but your leg kicks out. Involuntary. I wasn't thinking about moving. It just happened. My knee got bumped and my foot kicked out. A reflex. If life is good, if people around me and in my lives do what I want them to do and make me happy, if business is going well, then I just can't help it. It's a natural reaction. I'm thankful. Involuntary response. I have a reason to be thankful. But the problem with that mindset is that when we think of thankfulness as a result to something that happens to us, the situation, the circumstances around us that make us thankful, all of a sudden our thankfulness is based on our experience. And if we have nothing to be thankful for because of the situation we're in, or if nothing good has happened to me according to my opinion, then I have no reason to be thankful for. And the problem there is that the focus is on me instead of on God. Our thankfulness is not a passive result to the circumstances of our lives. It's not a knee-jerk reaction. It's not an involuntary reaction to what's happened to us, but rather, it's an intentional choice. It's a response to who God is and all that He has done for us. And this is sometimes hard to hear, especially when life is hard. He made you. He saved you. You belong to Him. Be thankful. Our joy and our praise and our thanks is not dependent on the circumstances of our life or the profit that we made. It's not about the dollars that we have. Our thankfulness is the overflow of who we are in Jesus Christ. And that's why we can rejoice and praise and thank God when He richly blesses us and we've had the best year ever. But that's also why we can rejoice and praise and thank God when we go through the difficult times as well, when it's been one of the hardest years ever. It's because thankfulness isn't the result to the things that happen to us, but rather an intentional, active response to who God is and what He's done for us in Jesus Christ. That's how we can be enthusiastically thankful, by knowing God, first of all. There's that relationship, that knowing. And then from that, secondly, flows the thanking God. And that's our second point this morning, thanking God. Occasionally, when someone does something kind to us, or you know, they invite us over, or they give us a gift, so they do something special for us, and we find ourselves asking the question, well, what could I do for them? They showed such kindness and generosity to me. How could I show them that I am thankful, or that I appreciate what they did? And it's an honest question, which, you know, doesn't always come with an easy answer. Now, it's hard, it's tough to show appreciation to each other, but how much more difficult is it to show appreciation and thanks to God? How do you show appreciation to God? Where do you even start? You've heard the phrase, you know, what do you get for the guy who has everything? Well, there's nothing that we can give God. He has everything. He has everything that He needs. So, what do we do to show our thanks? And that's where Psalm 100 comes into play. We go from knowing God right in the center and what he's done for us in Christ to then thanking him, praising him, worshiping him, entering in before him. At the beginning and at the end, there's this emphasis on coming before God, entering his gates with thanksgiving. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. And so you have this coming into his presence. You see it in verse 2, come into his presence with singing. And then in verse 4, entering his gates with thanksgiving. The reason for coming before him, for entering before him, is to worship and to give thanks to him, to praise, to shout for joy, to worship with gladness, to give thanks to him and to praise his name. And so it's in this way that we are acknowledging what God has done. Thanking and praising God for what he has done. His covenantal, his faithfulness to us. His salvation and deliverance for us. Give thanks to him. And that's an imperative. That's a command. Being thankful isn't a passive result, but rather something you choose to do. In obedience, you decide to thank God and to give thanks to him. And to praise his name. Not a knee-jerk reaction result of the circumstances we find ourselves in, but an intentional decision. A response to what God has done with the focus of my attention on him and not me. And once again, in this short psalm, I mean, it's only 5 verses, but you have 7 commands. Commands that are rooted in who we are in Christ. And these aren't suggestions. These aren't recommendations. These are commands. Shout. Make a joyful noise. Worship. Come, know, enter, thank, praise. Our thankfulness is a response to our knowing the Lord. And the more we know him, the more we grow in our knowledge of him, the more thankful we are. Because we realize more and more who he is and what he's done. Now, being thankful. You might be sitting here this morning going through a difficult time thinking, okay, this is really hard to, you know, fake it and show this thankfulness. But being thankful, because God tells us to, doesn't mean that we're living in denial or suppressing our feelings or ignoring reality and slapping on a happy face even when I'm suffering. Being thankful means being honest. I may not feel thankful, but I am thankful because I know God and I know what he's done for me in Jesus Christ. And I can bring all of those things to God who has promised to love me, whose love endures forever, for his faithfulness to all generations. I can bring them to God, the one who has shown me the full extent of his love, sending his one and only son, Jesus Christ. So this morning, as you reflect on this psalm, where are you at in this giving thanks process? Has your thanksgiving up to this point been based on yourself? What you're feeling? What you're experiencing? Has it been a knee-jerk reaction, or has it been intentionally choosing to be thankful and responding with thankfulness? Has it been based on what we feel or the circumstances of your life instead of on God? And if that's true for you, how has that worked out for you? Because if we base our thankfulness on ourselves, if things are going my way, then I'm getting what I want, then I'll be thankful. If we base it on ourselves, if we base our thanksgiving on ourselves, I will always find a reason not to be thankful. But if our thanksgiving is based on what God has done for us in Christ, then we will always have a reason to be enthusiastically thankful. Worshiping, shouting, joyfully singing in response to who God is and what he's done. And that's what we see in this final verse of this psalm explains why we should be thanking God. Verse 5, for the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, his faithfulness to all generations. Now this isn't just repeating what was said before in verse 3. Verse 3, know that the Lord is good, it's he who made us, we are his. Verse 5, for the Lord is good. The psalmist isn't repeating himself here. Verse 3, we should thank God because of what he has done. He created us, he made us, he redeemed us, he saved us. So that's what God has done. Verse 5 is inviting us to thank God because of who he is. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever. So you've got this enduring forever love. A love of God for those who are in covenant relationship with him because of that faithful love. Those who belong to him. His people. And his faithfulness continues throughout. So we're praising and thanking God because his faithfulness continues through all generations. How many generations of people are going to be around your table this afternoon? How many generations that can testify to God's faithfulness? A reason to give thanks to him and to praise his name. Thankfulness is not a result to what has happened to us, but an intentional response to God, who God is and what he has done. Shouting, worshiping, coming, knowing, entering, thanking, and praising. May you know God and thank God for all that he has given to you in Jesus Christ, who he is and what he's done. And be thankful. Give thanks, not just today, but every day, for who God is and all that he has done for us in Jesus. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we know that you are God, and that you made us, and that we belong to you. We are yours. We are your people, the sheep of your pasture. And this is why, Lord, we come into your presence with singing. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We give thanks to you and bless your name. Because, Lord, you are good. And your steadfast love endures forever. And your faithfulness continues to all generations. Lord, bless us today as we strive to thank you for who you are and all that you have done. Bless our time together with family and friends. And may we ultimately glorify you and thank you in all things. Lord, hear our prayer because we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.